The King County primary ballot includes a local measure that would help upgrade equipment and buildings for the Skykomish Volunteer Fire Department. But officials say they have an even bigger problem in the long term. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
James Nisley is the fire chief of Skykomish, but his service area is much bigger than that. He brought me up to a mountaintop so we could see the whole Skykomish River Valley.
There's our district.
Far below us, Highway 2 snakes along the valley floor towards Stevens Pass.
I don't know if I should say this. You know, some people refer to it as the Highway of Death.
That's because there are so many accidents. Nisley's fire crew responds to most of them, but it's a volunteer fire department, and it's getting harder for him to find volunteers. There used to be jobs in Skykomish. Employers would give their workers time off to volunteer. But most of those jobs are gone, and so are the fire department's volunteers. Now, a large part of the community is people with weekend cabins. They'd rather spend their time doing other things than responding to highway accidents or fighting fires.
You know, a lot of people come up here to ski. They're not going to, you know, drive all the way up here and then say, yeah, I'm just going to walk across the street and hang out at the fire station all day. It's like, I'm going skiing.
Another part of the population is retirees. Down on the valley floor, one of those retirees is watering his garden. Larry Quiring looks confident with a garden hose, but at 83 years old, he says he's in no shape to hold fire hoses for the fire department.
Well, I could stand and watch it and do a few light things, but it never occurred to me to volunteer. I know they need firemen, but it's like I'd probably have a heart attack if I worked on one.
Fire Chief Nisley says the people who own homes in Skykomish do volunteer in the community. But asking someone to respond to road accidents is a tough business. For now, he's drawing volunteers from Gold Bar outside his service area. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.